What are we doing in Mad? Are we doing a Mad Lib today?
Yeah, we got two. One for you and one for the...
One for Giddens?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go ahead and do his first. Hit me up.
All right, start with a person.
A person?
And it can't be Giddens because this is Giddens' story.
Elvis.
A plural animal.
Rhinos.
Another animal.
Leopard.
A verb ending in ing.
Squeezing.
I already used squeezing before.
Okay. Hammering.
An object.
A boomerang.
Oh no. Oh no.
Valman sees into the future with these things, huh?
All right, an animal.
An animal?
Yeah.
Another? This is a third animal?
A third animal. You can see where this is going.
Anteater.
Right, we had anteater before. We had Giddens the right, anteater. Is your sidekick. The Incredible Bulk.
Armadillo.
A plural noun.
A plural noun? Crackers.
An object.
Razor.
A gross substance.
Puke.
A family member.
That good old lost uncle.
Good old lost uncle.
Yeah.
A food.
Olives.
And last one, a snack.
A snack? There's no such thing for Giddens.
A family meal at KFC?
Yeah, a snack is more like, yes, I'll take the whole menu. A snack. How about bananas? A stalk of them.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
This is the worst day at the zoo with Michael Giddens.
Oh, Lord.
Yesterday, Giddens went to the zoo with his Elvis. They saw the rhinos exhibit where a leopard was hammering on top of a boomerang.
Oh, my goodness.
Somehow there's a leopard in the rhino exhibit, but that's here nor there.
Ooh, that's a fight.
Then out of nowhere, an armadillo escaped and started chasing a group of crackers.
That's probably about the truth.
Giddens tried to hide behind a razor, but slipped on a pile of puke.
There you go.
I don't know how he's able to hide behind a razor.
Me either. Giddens. I mean, that'd be a big old razor.
His lost uncle started laughing so hard, they dropped their olives. They decided to leave and go get bananas instead.
Yeah, Giddens would like the bananas instead of the olives anyway. I thought we was going somewhere with an olive and a rhino. That would have been...
Well, the leopard's hammering.
On a boomerang. All right.
Here's yours, David. Start with a sport.
A sport?
Yeah.
Soccer.
Not going to like this one already. A funny team name.
The Tractor Boys.
Another funny team name.
The...
Everton?
No, what are they called?
The Lily Whites?
No, they're called the... Hey, what are they called? They're called the it's the Toffees.
The Toffees?
Yeah. The Toffees.
A plural clothing item. Or plural clothing items.
Bras.
A plural object.
A plural object?
Yes.
Billiard balls.
A verb ending in ing.
Punting.
Plural food items.
Plural food items?
Yes.
Shrimp and grits.
A cartoon character.
Oh, I gotta go here. Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, no. Foghorn Leghorn.
You don't know who that is?
Yeah, he's in Looney Tunes, wasn't
he? Yeah, the rooster, buddy.
Yeah, and then you had the dog.
Listen to me, Ashley. Listen to me when I'm talking to you, boy.
Material.
Material? Velcro.
A family member.
Cousin.
A funny phrase.
Cowabunga.
A drink. Some Long Island tea?
Absolutely.
A number?
Any number?
Any number.
77.
Another number?
41.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
It's titled The Sports Game Gone Wrong.
No, Lord.
David went to watch the soccer game between the Tractor Boys and the Toffees.
I know who's winning that.
The players ran onto the field wearing bras and carrying billiard balls.
There you go. That's soccer for you.
Instead of playing, they started punting while the crowd threw shrimp and grits onto the field.
Hey, some of them would be lapping that up.
The referee, who looked like Foghorn Leghorn, blew a whistle made of Velcro.
Foggy.
David's cousin shouted, "Cowabunga," and spilled their Long Island tea.
Yeah, that's pretty poor right there.
In the end, the final score was 77-41.
In whose favor?
It just says 77-41.
The Tractor Boys.
The Tractor Boys? That's a high-scoring soccer game.
Yeah, I mean, it's the only kind of soccer game to be high-scoring. I tell you, them Mad Libs get you. Now, you know the Tractor Boys that beat the Toffees.
The Toffees.
Every time.
We beat Everton, too.
That's the same thing.
Was it the Everton Toffees?
Yeah, they're the Toffees.
I don't even know.
See, they're the Toffees.